that they have been connected to. We will immediately let you.
News from Sports Radio 610 is presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today.
What do we have? What is the breaking
news,
Tyler?
Holy hell, Houston. Welcome freaking back. He used to play short. You know him on this show as Los Correa. Carlos Correa, seconds ago from Brian McTaggart. MLB Insider, sources say the Astros have agreed to a deal to reacquire Carlos Correa in a trade with the Minnesota Twins. Let's have it go!
There you go. Let it out, Tyler. There you go.
Oh, so much blood flow right now.
Yeah, according to Brian McTaggart, the Astros have agreed to reacquire Carlos Correa, as Tyler just said. We will get more information and more reports on that as soon as that comes out. Brian McTaggart, who covers the Astros as well as anyone, that is coming out there as Carlos Correa there with the Astros, the Twins. I'd love to see what this deal is. Reports earlier they were asking for the Twins to pay $50 million of the $102+ million left on the contract. And an outfielder, and it seemed like at that time, fellas, that the Twins were out on that. But now, whatever has done, more negotiations have been done, and this is a move in which Dana Brown and Jim Crane pull off a bat that they would need, a player that everyone's familiar with, and I'm certain many of the players in that clubhouse, including the top guys, like Jose Altuve, have got to be through the roof with the return of their former teammate Carlos Correa.
Yeah, to hell with that clubhouse. Me and Tyler's in this thing can't just chomping at the bit, man. This is absolutely beautiful. I mean, on every single front. One, I mean, I in my short radio career here, talking to the city of Houston about these Astros, Texans, Rockets, I don't know that there's been anybody more fun for me to cover. I don't know if there's been a player that I've been a bigger fan of. Maybe J.J. Watt. Maybe Deshaun before all the mess. But Carlos Correa is right up there with the best of them, man. The Los Correa being an Astro again is absolutely huge. Not only is he obviously a bat.
Bro, I'm so freaking hyped in this room right now.
Tyler,
this is amazing.
Just let it out, Tyler.
I mean, 267, 7 homers, 31 RBIs, 704 OPS. You obviously get him at a significant discount versus what you would have had to pay to keep him in Astro. So you bring him back in the building. You definitely plug him back into the middle of this lineup. And the sexiest part about Carlos Correa is the big moments. Late season, big moments, playoffs, the clutch. There's no moment too big. And then the intangible of what he does to the clubhouse. I mean, you're talking about Altuve, we know, is a little more soft-spoken. Yordan Alvarez has been non-existent this year with the injury. Lance McCullers probably doesn't carry the same voice that he once did. And there's a spot here for Carlos Correa to step right back in and be one of the top leaders on this team as well. I absolutely love this move for the Astros on every single front.
If you don't know the facts, then you got to shut the
And it all started right there, T. It all started right there.
And you know he will be rejuvenated. As you read those numbers, those numbers aren't great. And when you look at those numbers, you don't look at that and say, yeah, that's the bat they needed. But we know Carlos Correa is more than that and better than those numbers. And there's been some injury things to go with those numbers as well. And you would imagine he will be, as I said, rejuvenated back at Daikin Park, back with this teammate, back with a team that's in first place and a team that's making a run and a place that he is incredibly familiar with. And, yeah, he can step right in and be him because – I think everybody will understand that and understand that role. And Clint, as they head on the road trip, their whole new that side of the infield should be Peña and Correa over there at short and third, and another addition in the middle of that order, which is going to be a huge, huge upgrade from where they are. If you are just joining us, the breaking news, the Houston Astros have reacquired infielder Carlos Correa, and we would presume he is going to play third base. That was what the talk. It was the place in which he said that's the only place he would waive his no-trade clause, and he has done so. A huge move for Dana Brown, as he said they were going to get stuff going. We'll see what this means for the other move they made, Clint, with what they did yesterday and getting Ramon Urias. But who cares? Right now, we'll figure that out. It is Carlos Correa right back there, probably batting somewhere, you know, fifth or sixth in the lineup when everybody gets back. Hell, he may be higher right now with everybody that got out there. And now it just looks a lot different with this lineup with him in it.
Yeah, it looks totally different on both fronts, Ron. I mean, look, even completely healthy, he's your 4 or 5 hole hitter. I don't know how else you piece this thing together. I mean, I know Jake Myers is having a hell of a year, but he's injured, but and he's not gonna bat ahead of Carlos Correa. Obviously, Paredes is not an option, so he's gone. Yep. I mean, the only three guys that are hitting this lineup ahead of him right now are the expected, right? Jeremy Pena at the top, Jose Altuve in the 2-hole, and then Yordan Alvarez when he's healthy in the 3-hole. So he's firmly in that 4-hole, 5-hole area, no question about it. And then defensively, this is what I was talking about earlier, man. You get Carlos Correa at third base, gold glove. You get Jeremy Pena at shortstop, gold glove. You get Ramon Urias at second base, gold glove in 2022. And you got Christian Walker at first base, gold glove. I mean, you talk about the defense getting turned up a notch here, Ron, with a little different approach. The ability to win games with pitching and defense, if and when you don't have, you're not just locked and fully loaded with all the bats at any given time. You can win in different ways. So I think Carlos Correa, man, this is a big time get for the Astros. Not to mention, as you said earlier, you know, as the details start to emerge, I mean, there's a real chance that they just stole his ass back from
really
Minnesota.
Really intrigued to see what they gave up to get him. Really intrigued to see what they gave up. But again, obviously, the bigger deal is him getting there and him being back, and we'll see what that is. I'm not sure who that is, what that is, how much money they're going to have to spend on his contract, how much money they were able to get the Minnesota Twins to throw in there, but it is big. Right now, let's think, if they have everybody healthy, right, that is, you know, Jake added back, that is obviously the big fella added back, Yordan Alvarez. And you're looking at what, a lineup of Pena, Altuve, you know, maybe Yordan right there, and then Correa and Walker in that range with you know, Jake and Diaz coming behind that. That does feel a lot more potent. That does feel a lot more, you know, of a deeper lineup. And we'll see what else they do. But that is a lineup that you feel a lot better about, especially with what they've been rolling out there here of late.
Well, it's a hell of a couple of days here for the Astros. You take 2 of 3 in a series after getting embarrassed by the A's. Jose Altuve is rounding out the month of July, and I think I read earlier where it's his best month of baseball since 2019. So he's turning the corner right there at the end of July. Here the last few days, Yainer Diaz turned the corner right there, and so. You know, we've said it a million times. If you can get a couple of these guys that are healthy to get hot and kind of come up, get up to speed, and then you get some guys back sooner rather than later, boy, that this tide could turn for an Astros team that's already got a 5-game lead in the division. So, yeah, man, this gets me good and juiced. There's not too many guys. I'll be honest with you, there ain't too many guys that they could have brought in here that would have got me good and juiced up. This is one of them.
Yeah, I mean, there's an emotional connection.
The big fella from Arizona may have moved me a little bit. He may have made me tingle a bit. But that's really the guys that I've seen jumping around there. Really, that's the, you know, Los is Yeah, that's a great get, man.
Text line 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. How are you feeling? How are you feeling right now? Carlos Correa, the deal is done. He is back. As soon as we find out what it is, he is coming back. What's going in return of him coming in, what they gave up, we will let you know. But right now, Carlos Correa is a Houston Astro. Where are people at right now? The present status of my baseball boner will not allow me to stand, someone text in.
Raging.
Well said, sir. Well said.
Urias can feel the second base void. Yes.
That news seems like nothing now.
and we'll see. We'll see what that means for Bryce. Who knows? Was he included in this deal? Not sure. But we'll see what this means for him who they brought up. Melissa, let's effing go. I'm on your level, Tyler.
Let's go. I'm freaking out, man. I've been this hyped in this booth in a minute.
Had a green day last night too, bro.
Hell yeah, we did. Let's go.
Someone text in. I guarantee you, Correa will find will keep both Framber and his fielders on the same page. LOL. Is someone text in? Someone said I'm pulling out my Carlos Correa jersey right now and going to the ballpark when they come back. No, it's a happy one, man. This to me, and I'm certain there are going to be some people who have, you know, or have some concerns long-term wise, what this means, how much money they had to pay. But I do, Clint, with Paredes out, who was a huge part of their offense, I don't think this is a move they have to go and make if Isak Paredes is there. But they had to do something, man. They had to do something to add offensively to this team. And I still think they need to do something from a pitching perspective, time to do that. They had to do that. All right, what details do you have, Tyler?
I know you're waiting for him. I didn't mean to interrupt you there, Ron.
Go ahead.
John Heyman, other MLB insider now, just seconds ago, tweeting out, Carlos Correa is, in fact, God, I can't read this crap. I'm so freaking excited right now.
You got to get a hold of yourself, man.
Wow, that's amazing.
You're going to chip a tooth in there. You're gritting so hard.
Lord, you ain't lying. I'm going to do something else if I don't get this boner to go away. John Heyman says Correa.
Mythical.
Is coming to H-Town to rejoin the Houston Astros. He's going to be playing third base as we predicted in Houston. He would have not met for the Mets had a $315 million deal gone through. So that deal didn't go through. We don't have details yet, but a $315 million deal with the Mets was, I guess, pending out there. Didn't go through. So that's what brought him to Houston and had talks resumed between the Astros and the Twins.
All right, so that those are more details.
Sorry, I saw a number. I thought it was details. I'm just too excited.
I know it. It's all right. It's all right. You're good. As soon as we get an understanding of what the Astros had to give up, because I don't know how much that will change others' thoughts, but I do think it is a fair thing to see what they gave up. Again, if you are just jumping in, Carlos Correa is now a Houston Astro again. As as Dana Brown, and obviously this one is signed off by the owner Jim Crane. They bring Carlos Correa back, and to me, you get a playoff player, and that's honest to God, that's when Carlos has been at his best, is in the games that really matter and in the playoffs, and you add that to the lineup, and as we said, man. This team now with that one move, now I still believe they need to make another move for their rotation. But with that one move, when you think about postseason where this team with a five-game lead